You're listening to SBS News.
Normally running mates, there were two men running against each other for Liberal leadership. But it wasn't a close contest, and the announcement by New South Wales Government Whip Adam Crouch was not a surprise.
The ballot has been held, and I can declare that the Honourable Dominic Perrottet has been elected to the leadership position of the New South Wales Liberal Parliamentary Party. I can also confirm that the deputy position has been awarded to the Honourable Stuart Ayres.
In the Liberal Party chambers, Dominic Perrottet was endorsed overwhelmingly over Rob Stokes, 39-5. The planning minister was quick to endorse his one-time rival.
The party room had a democratic vote. I always said that I'd give people a choice. They have chosen emphatically. Democracy is the winner today. Dom Perrottet will be a magnificent premier, and he has my undivided loyalty and support.
There was one notable absence, former Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
She's been an inspiring role model for many, especially women and migrant communities. Today begins a new chapter for New South Wales, and one that we will all write together. I am honoured that my colleagues have asked me to write that chapter as Premier, and I thank them for the confidence that they have put in me.
Acknowledging he's taking the top job in the middle of a pandemic, the former Treasurer has made navigating the state out of lockdown his top priority, recommitting to the first easing of restrictions on Monday and hinting schools could return earlier than anticipated.
I, like every parent across this state, wants their kids back in school as quickly as possible. So I can tell the people of New South Wales today, I'm committed to doing that.
As the first millennial premier, he also has housing affordability on the agenda, as well as tax reform on stamp duty and the GST. That's a conversation he'll have to manage with the Prime Minister, a relationship tested during the pandemic.
Disagreement is good. You want a passionate Prime Minister, you want a passionate Premier, you want passionate Treasurers, those who will stand up and fight for their state. And that means, from time to time, you're not always going to agree.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison seemed to agree when he gave an interview with Channel 7's Sunrise program.
We've got an honest relationship. When we disagree, we disagree. But the next day we get back to work. I mean, that's how normal people get on with each other when they know each other well. And we do.
There is plenty of work ahead for the new Premier, not least a conscience vote on assisted dying laws. But first, he'll be dealing with the distraction of a former Premier facing anti-corruption hearings as the state exits lockdown. State opposition leader Chris Minns was scathing of Mr. Perrottet's political record, criticising the former Treasurer for overseeing mass privatisation of public services. He said he hoped the incoming leader would take a different approach to the budget as Premier.
We can't have five more years like the last five as the Treasurer of New South Wales. We need change. The stakes are very high in the state at the moment. Many people are out of jobs, businesses have closed down, and it will require heavy lifting from the New South Wales government.
The responsibility has fallen on an entirely new leadership team. Dominic Perrottet has delayed a full cabinet reshuffle until summer, when he's vowed to include more women in the lineup. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.